A man from Pocahontas has been arrested after an assault on Highway 142 east of Thayer. According to reports, 26-year-old Colton Robinson was arrested after he allegedly stopped another vehicle Wednesday and assaulted a person in the vehicle and then fled the scene. Robinson was later arrested at Walmart. He faces charges of first-degree assault with serious physical injury, two counts of endangering the welfare of a child creating substantial risk, and two counts of armed criminal action. He's being held on $25,000 bond in the Oregon County Jail. A man from Melbourne, Arkansas has been sentenced to 30 years for raping a child. 21-year-old James Bennett Powell was sentenced on Wednesday after entering a negotiated plea to two counts of rape, three counts of second-degree sexual assault, two counts of sexual indecency with a child, and one count of refusal to submit to arrest. A man from Batesville has been arrested for child sexual exploitation. 37-year-old Larry Dale Corder Jr. was arrested Tuesday after a federal Internet Crimes Task Force traced child sexual abuse material to his social media accounts. He's being held in Independence County Jail, bond set at $100,000. A Houston, Missouri man was arrested after allegedly assaulting a woman with dementia. 34-year-old Nicholas Jones is charged with third-degree assault of a special victim. He's being held in Texas County Jail, bond set at $5,000. A woman from Pocahontas has been arrested on battery charges. 31-year-old Gwendolyn Jurs allegedly dragged a toddler from under a table at a daycare facility and was accused of handling the child in a rough manner. Jurs is charged with second-degree battery. She was released from jail on $2,500 bond and was fired from the daycare. She'll be in court on July the 1st. Three people were injured in an accident in Wright County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 51-year-old woman from Mountain Grove suffered moderate injuries, and a 43-year-old man from Mountain Grove and a 45-year-old woman from Stratford both suffered minor injuries when the woman from Stratford failed to stop at a stop sign and was hit by the vehicle of the woman from Mountain Grove. The accident happened on Highway 95, 10 miles north of Mountain Grove. A man from Agnes, Arkansas, was injured in an accident Tuesday north of Evening Shade. The Arkansas State Police report 44-year-old Rusty Buford was injured when he lost control of the vehicle he was driving in a curve, ran off the road, and down an embankment. Buford was taken to White River Health in Batesville. The accident happened on Highway 167 just north of Evening Shade. The Arkansas Supreme Court has dismissed Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' appeal to the House District 70 election case, affirming the trial's court-ordered protecting the voters of the district in place. With an appeal dismissed, the case is over. Arkansas Democratic Party Chair Marcus Jones said, "We prevailed. The plaintiffs in the case, the citizens of the House District 70, who put their names on this lawsuit and saw it through, earned this. We're grateful to every one of them." The governor fought this for months. She wasted time and taxpayers' dollars even after the election was over, even after the session was over. Governor Sanders kept fighting because she thinks that she knows better than the voters of House District 70 and better than the Arkansas Supreme Court. Jones went on to say that we're pleased with the court's decision. Arkansas Democrats will never stop fighting for representation and democracy in Arkansas. Ozarks Healthcare invites the community to attend its next community education dinner focused on stroke awareness, prevention, and treatment on Thursday, May 28, 6 o'clock in the Willard Hunter Classroom of the Parkway Center on Porter Wagner Boulevard. The event will feature Dr. Clara Applegate, neurologist at Ozarks Healthcare.